What we're doing in PepsiCo is trying to measure our carbon and water footprints, which reflects what the UK business wants. So we've got a carbon labelling on the bag, so we've kicked off with carbon and started bringing in water as a fast second. We're trying to measure all our activities on the farm so that we can reduce the footprint, water and carbon, and our goal is 50% reduction in 5 years. The biggest challenge is actually to get the farmers to be able to measure the specific components, so all the inputs, the diesel, the electricity, etc. They're currently not used to measuring them on a crop specific or farm specific. They'll be able to do it for a full year on the farm. So asking them to do this for just a specific part of their farm is proved to be quite difficult. We've got the tools, so we've got the Cool Farm tool for carbon, and we're using our iCrop for water. So we're fairly confident that we can actually reach our goals, but the work that we're having to put in, which really didn't expect, was actually this measuring, helping the growers do that. So that's basically what we'll be concentrating on in 2011. We're going to look at the biodiversity. So, I mean, obviously, it's a big part of sustainability. We've kicked off with the carbon and the water. We're speaking the farmer's language, really, because you're talking about reducing energy, etc. But we're trying to widen the approach to take into account of all the various elements. I think we've all got to be cognizant of climate change. I think it's not only would it put the farm in a better position for the future, for say the family, but also with taxation and other government issues coming in, then you know that their business is going to be better suited, and reducing the risk for our supply chain. And the grower should look also at where his inputs are coming from long term. So equip the farm for the future.